Some of them go in the at the end of the 16th and 17th century to Italy. The cities of Livorno, that is Leghorn and Pisa, become major mercantile centers for accepting these conversos and putting them to work in all kinds of international trade. They go to southern France, where they maintain a more or less clandestine existence. But the places that really accept them, and where now in these societies new Jewish communities emerge, are number one, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and number two, Hamburg in Germany. Port cities, open for merchandising, for people with economic acumen, who are clearly interested also, since the Netherlands is at war with the Iberian, with Spain, in inviting its emigres to come and settle there. So a massive brain drain, a massive emigration of these individuals outside of the Iberian Peninsula, and the creation of new communities now of individuals who had lived as Christians and now have the opportunity, at least in Amsterdam and in Hamburg, of returning to their ancestral birthright, of returning to their own Jewish identity. In other words, what I'm trying to suggest is the creation of a traditional Jewish community in Amsterdam beginning at the end of the 16th and 17th century, but a community that is traditional but is also very new and unique in the history of Judaism and the history of Jewish-Christian relations. For the first time, a large number of individuals who had lived as Christians, who had been educated in Latin, Spanish, and Portuguese, now returning to Amsterdam, claiming to relink their lives with the synagogue, with the rabbinate, and to return to the Jewish fold. What emerges on the part of some of these individuals is a new zealotry, a new commitment to Jewish faith. They had lived as Catholics, and now for the first time, they can express their own individuality by returning to the Jewish fold. As adults, learning Hebrew, learning rabbinic texts, entering the synagogue, taking on the responsibility of the mitzvot, of the commandments of Judaism. At the same time, there were others who could not care less, who simply found themselves agnostic, uninterested, interested more in the economic opportunities that Dutch Amsterdam offered rather than the religious or cultural opportunities. Clearly, for these individuals, whether they were convinced Catholics or opportunists or open to any religious experience or indifferent to all of them, clearly there were a wide variety of these individuals. But ironically, what is interesting is that they saw themselves as part as one nation. The same racial categorizing that had gone on the part of their oppressors, calling them Jews by race, seemed to define them. They could be secular, they could be unconnected to Jewish affairs, to Jewish ritual and Jewish belief, but nevertheless, they were members of the Nation. Nation in the sense of not Jews in general, but this particular Jewish ancestry, a Sephardic Jewish ancestry, a converso Jewish ancestry that had originated in Spain, as we saw from 1391 on. This is a remarkable Jewish community in Amsterdam, a community of great cultural significance. Many of them were doctors. Many of them were deeply committed to the study of Spanish and Portuguese literature. Many of them who had dual loyalty, so to speak. On the one hand, they wanted to be Jewish. On the other hand, they also wanted to be Dutch. And on the other hand, they wanted to preserve the legacy of their Spanish and Portuguese roots. Here was an adult population of so-called choosing Jews, choosing to be Jewish at their adult age, learning the ritual, learning the Hebrew, and so on, and trying somehow to integrate within a Jewish community, which by its very nature was very secular, was very open to all kinds of opportunities and lifestyles. Indeed, as we will see, Amsterdam in the 17th century is a community where virtually church and state have at least begun to define themselves apart from each other. Amsterdam is a haven from persecution. The Huguenots come to Amsterdam as well. And therefore, within this society of beleaguered minorities, it was permissible, it was possible for Jews to practice their religion in their own ways. This is clearly a novel situation from what had existed prior to this in other societies. And even if we compare this with the ghetto of Italy, we are talking about a novel situation. Jews live in a Jewish quarter, But in Amsterdam, they can live wherever they want. And if any of you have seen the remarkable portraits of Jews by Rembrandt and others, Rembrandt himself lived very close to the Jewish quarter. We can see the kind of interaction between Jews and Christians that went on a daily basis.